Recorded Books presents We Have Always Been Here by Lena Nguyen. Narrated by Catherine Ho. Chapter 1. The day after they landed on the new planet, Park woke to a pair of strong metal arms pinning her down. Against all instinct, she ignored her initial sense of terror and automatically relaxed her body. She recognized an android's grip when she felt it, and her rational mind, the one that overrode the panicky animal one, knew that it was impossible for an android to hurt her. Still, it wasn't a comfortable thing to look around and realize she had no idea where she was. She tried to focus her unusually bleary eyesight on whoever was holding her. She'd had her vision genetically corrected a few years ago and had already forgotten what it was like to be poor-sighted, which didn't help the bubbling panic. "Where am I?" she croaked. She noticed her lips were cracked and sore, but they'd been like that for months, dry from the endless vacuum of space. The android above her turned their head, looking off to the side as if asking for permission to speak. She thought she could make out blonde hair, twisted in a tourniquet-like braid. Elenex, then, the ship's medical android. No other robot on the ship had yellow hair. "Go away," commanded another voice, this one sharp and rigid. What she thought was Elenex moved silently away, leaving Park blinded by the sterile white light the android's head had been blocking off. Then another person moved into her watery field of vision, and this one she recognized more clearly. Chanur, the ship's physician. Park was in the medical bay. Now she did panic, sitting up and clawing automatically at her arm. She ripped off whatever medical tab had been glued there and said thickly, "Am I sick?" Sickness should have been impossible on their ship, she knew. All 13 members of the Deucalion's human crew had been rigorously examined, scanned, and tested for disease prior to boarding for the 10-month journey to Eos. And with no foreign microbes in space, the chances of incurring infection en route were vanishingly small. But just last night, Park had been informed that the expedition's roboticist, Reimi Kisaragi, was indisposed and being held in quarantine. And if Park had caught whatever she had, well, the last time something like this had happened, an entire fleet of military vessels had been compromised, a foreign virus blazing through their ships like wildfire. Park remembered reading about it in the news before they left Earth, a biological attack by the rebels. No survivors. Chanur watched her struggle with a thousand grim possibilities, like a scientist watching a pinned insect squirm. Finally, the doctor said, without warmth, "You're not sick. Not in the way you're thinking, anyway." She sounded genuinely disappointed by that fact. Park frowned at her. "What do you mean?" "You spent the entire night throwing up in the waste cubicle," Chanur answered in clipped tones, folding her arms as if it were Park's fault, as if she were a child who had misbehaved. The doctor was a native of Phobos, and her voice always had the flat, tight tones of a human whose larynx had shrunk a little in space. Actually, all of Chanur seemed a little shrunken, a little hard. She was a compact woman with iron-colored hair and eyes and a mouth that was perpetually pursed. Park had always thought that she would be better suited as a roboticist rather than as a physician. Or as a coroner. Despite her reputation in the medical field, Chanur didn't like people very much. "You essentially passed out from dehydration. The janitor bot found you." Something jolted at the back of Park's neck. "I don't remember that," she said automatically, tamping down the bubble of fear in her chest. Then she welded her mouth shut. Chanur was raising her eyebrows at her. "Are you saying that I'm a liar?" "No," Park said. She thought fast. She didn't remember going to the bathroom at all, let alone spending an entire night in there. But it was true that she had woken up space-sick and nauseous every day since they'd launched out of Baikonur. She had never left Earth before, had never worked with a flight crew of any kind. So was it that much of a stretch that the long journey had finally taken its toll on her? But all night? She needed information first.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?